It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in a comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. Make sure that you check out my website for access to a free course to help you on your path to success and fulfillment, www.livegreatly.co, and DM me on Instagram if you're thinking about starting a podcast or if you already have a podcast, and let me share some of my top tips with you. My Instagram handle is @livegreatly_co.
There will be life-defining moments in your life, and sometimes you plan them, sometimes you don't. Don't wait for opportunities in life. Make them.
You just got a peek into some of the incredibly inspiring words from Dr. Bill Dorfman, our celebrity cosmetic dentist, who's our guest today. He's been practicing for over 30 years in the Beverly Hills area and has a career unparalleled to any other dentist in history. He's transformed the smiles of celebrities such as Katy Perry, Usher, Anthony Hopkins, Fergie, Hugh Jackman, Jessica Simpson, Mark Wahlberg, and Eva Longoria. Dr. Bill was the only dentist featured on ABC's hit show, Extreme Makeover, and is currently a recurring guest co-host on the CBS Emmy-awarded daytime talk show, The Doctors. Referred to as the Michael Jordan of dentistry, he's appeared on numerous TV shows, including Larry King Live, Oprah, Access Hollywood, and Entertainment Tonight. As the founder of Discus Dental, one of the world's leading dental companies, he's led the company from its inception to more than $1.3 billion in sales with his award-winning tooth whitening products such as Zoom and Bright Smile. He's received 20 Lifetime Achievement Awards, 2 Guinness Books of Book of World Records, is a New York Times bestseller, and recently was the first dentist ever knighted by the Royal Order of Constantine. Together with the country singer Garth Brooks and the Crown Council of Dentists, he's helped raise more than $44 million for children's charities. Dr. Bill is also the founder of the nonprofit LEAP Foundation. LEAP is a week-long motivational leadership program taught at UCLA every summer to more than 400 students between the ages of 15 to 25. We are so lucky to have Dr. Bill with us today. So let's welcome him to the show.
So Dr. Bill, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm really, really excited to chat with you today.
Me too.
So I want to hear like a backstory about why you got into dentistry and then like how that transitioned into such a media presence, because you're the first dentist that I've talked with who has so much visibility and you're doing so many wonderful things. You've grown a great company. You're, you know, doing all these philanthropic causes. So like, I would just love a little backstory about where this started for you.
Yeah. So I literally fell into dentistry, like literally. I was a little kid. I was 3 years old. I was playing in my living room. I fell. I hit the coffee table so hard that when I did, I knocked out all my baby teeth. And as a result, I ended up going to the dentist a lot. And I think most normal kids would have been petrified of the dentist after what I went through. But I actually became super curious, and I don't know, it just, after multiple visits, I was never scared, and I was really grateful that he was able to fix me up, and my permanent teeth grew in perfectly and all that, and I thought, you know, I want to do this for people. This is like a really cool thing. So I literally fell into dentistry, and in a way, it was kind of a blessing in disguise, because it made going to school so easy. Like, I didn't have to say, oh, should I take this or take that? I'm like, what did dentists take? And I just took it, right? So it was actually kind of cool. when most little kids, you know, played army, like little boys would play army, I was always the medic, you know? I mean, it made my life super easy.
That's fantastic. You know, those personal experiences as a child really can shape us as adults. And I have such an appreciation for dentistry because I chipped my front tooth when I was a kid. I fell off of my bike. It's probably like 7 or 8 and it was okay for a while. I think I had the bonding or whatever, but recently there was an issue and I had to get it pulled and I just got a dental implant. So it has been such a process that I just have a whole new level of appreciation for the dentist's office and the people that are working there. Cause you know, I think it comes down to like the person as well, the bedside manner, from being able to have that ability to make the person feel safe and taken care of, right, in a situation that can be really uncomfortable.
8 or 9.
What was that?
Tooth number 8 or 9.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know which one. It was my front tooth. So
on the right side, or on your right side or your left?
On this side. So I'm still waiting for the crown. I'm supposed to get it.
That's tooth number 9.
Okay, tooth number 9. So I'm waiting for the crown, which another couple weeks. I'm like home stretch here. So it's been a journey.
Yeah. So you asked me, how did I get into media? Mm-hmm. Also kind of a fluke thing. When I was in high school, I was really kind of a nerd and didn't really have friends. I swam. I was a swimmer. And for those of you who were swimmers, you know that it takes a tremendous amount of time. I mean, especially during our season, we had double workouts. So I was in the pool 4 hours a day and I didn't have a social life at all. And I was also a gymnast. So I was doing gymnastics and I was doing swimming. And there was a girl in my math class who sat in front of me and she said, you know, you're athletic. Would you mind being my partner on the cheerleading squad? We need guys that can, you know, lift us and stunt and stuff like that. Well, that stuff wasn't hard. So I did that. And that kind of put me in a different group of people where I started to meet people. And then I got in student government, and one of the women in student government and I became friends. And when I started my dental practice, she was one of my first patients. And so she came in and her name was Sue Hartzler. And I said, Sue, what do you do? She goes, oh, I'm a publicist. Well, I didn't know what a publicist was, right? Like, I was a dentist. And I'm like, well, what do you do? So she told me. And I'm like, that's cool. She goes, you should be a client. And I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah. So she kind of bent my arm and talked me into becoming a client. And the smartest thing I ever did, because within about a month, she had, LA Magazine was huge in those days. I mean, everybody read magazines and everything. And so she had pretty much the whole staff of LA Magazine come in as patients. And then when LA Magazine was doing their best of LA, guess who they listed as the best dentist in LA?
Cool.
And that mention, I had no idea how powerful media was. Mm-hmm. That mention in that paper at that time literally put me on the map in LA as the cosmetic dentist to go to. And then she started building on that and building on that. And at a certain point, that kind of transitioned to me putting together a whole press kit. You see, you know, when they called my office, they asked me to come in for a screen test. I'm like, I'm a dentist. Like, screen test? No. But I said, I do have a media kit and a reel and this and that. So they're like, all right, we'll send it. Now, had I known then what I know now, I probably would have just got my car and driven to the studio, because who knew that this was going to explode like it did. But I was young and dumb and I like, okay, here. So I sent that off to Extreme Makeover and they hired me. And at a certain point, we'll talk about my LEAP program, but LEAP is a motivational leadership program I do for students. It's a nonprofit. We do this every summer for students 15 to 25. And I tell kids, there will be life-defining moments in your life. And sometimes you plan them, sometimes you don't. Yeah, I mean, you just, you don't ever really know when they're going to happen. And this was a life-defining moment. You know, I literally got on this TV show and it gave me an opportunity to do a multitude of things that, you know, had never been done before. Dentistry had never been highlighted in a positive note in any media.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up with Marathon Man and Little Shop of Horrors and all these horrible, horrible things. There was never a time when a dentist actually was like a hero, you know? So this was great for the dental profession. You know, and it was great for educating people, and then take it a step further. When I got on Extreme Makeover, ABC had no idea what I could do with cosmetic dentistry. And it was kind of funny because in the beginning, patients would first go through a psych evaluation, okay. Then they would go see the plastic surgeon, and then they would come see me. Well, within a very short period of time, ABC figured out if we can't do their teeth, there is no makeover. So they reversed the order. So first they came to Dr. Bill. If I couldn't do, and also I had to do it within a month. Wow. So, you know, it wasn't like I could put you in braces and have you wear a headgear or braces for a year. We had to turn these around in a month. So they skipped everything. They came to me and they'd say, can you do it? If I said yes, then they'd go to the psych and then they'd go to the plastic surgeon. So it was funny.
Wow. That's incredible. I think I used to watch that show quite often. And I actually used to work in plastic surgery. So if my memory serves me correctly, it was like around that same time. I just thought it was so fascinating. The transformation that those people went through, it was just incredible. I want to kind of go back a little bit with what you were talking about. When you got this opportunity to be on ABC's Extreme Makeover, were you really nervous or was it like a no-brainer? Were you like, I'm going for this? Or did you have that, like, any doubt about, can I do this? Do I want to do this? Or was it like, you just knew?
You know, I wasn't nervous at all. The crazy thing about filming TV, especially reality TV, is if you came in and I did your implant on tooth number 9, we would have like this very intimate moment where at one point, you know, I'm going to hold up a mirror and say, hey, look, you know, and you and I could share that moment. Maybe you'll have a partner or a spouse or whatever there too. When you take a camera and you add that to the room, I tried just to forget that the camera was there. But the weird thing is now that moment is shared with millions of people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, millions and millions. And we were in over 100 countries worldwide. I mean, it was crazy. But the crazy thing is, it's the same for you and I in that little room, because nothing else changed. There was just a camera there, right? But all of a sudden it really changes because the whole world sees that. And I always feel like if there's two things that I want my students to walk away from when they come to the LEAP program, it's this. Number one, don't wait for opportunities in life. Make them.
Love it.
If I meet another, you know, young person who's waiting for the universe to show them something, I just got to say, the universe is really busy right now. Have you looked outside? There's a pandemic going on. The universe doesn't care about you. And the universe is doing nothing for you. You do for you. And number two, when you get an opportunity, don't take it. Master it.
Okay. Love it. Love
There's a big difference. Look, when ABC gave me the opportunity to be on Extreme Makeover, Dentistry, down. TV, not so good. I literally looked like a deer in headlights. It wasn't like I was scared. I just didn't know what to do. My training was not on TV. My training was not interviewing. My training was making people look good, helping people be healthy.
Sure.
And when I watched the first few episodes of Extreme Makeover, it was painful how bad I was. But at least I was smart enough to know how bad I was, and I wasn't going to just sit there and lose an opportunity. So I did something about it. I took acting classes, hosting classes, improv classes, teleprompting classes. I worked with the woman who trained all the kids on American Idol to do media. She would put me in a little room, hire a professional interviewer and interview me and then beat me up, you know, the way I was sitting, the way I was talking, the way I was looking, the things I was wearing, and on and on and on. And I practice and I practice and I practice. And one of the things that we have to remember, you know, we've heard this a million times. Practice makes what?
Yeah, perfect.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Practice makes permanent.
Okay.
If you keep practicing the wrong way, you get super good at doing something the wrong way, right?
That's, yeah.
So yeah. What you need to do, and this is what we do at Leap, is find a mentor. When you're doing something and you're not getting the results you want, don't call that failure. Mm-hmm. Call that practice. Okay? Just keep practicing, but don't keep practicing the wrong way. You need to change. And, you know, you can go online. You can learn stuff. You can ask people. The fastest way to success, I always tell young people this, the fastest way to success is with a great mentor.
That makes total sense, you know, and you weren't afraid to put yourself out there. So you did it, even though you said in the beginning, you felt you weren't an expert yet in being on camera, but you still did it. You learned, and then you went and you got your mentors and, you know, look at you now, you're doing all sorts of stuff. And I wanted to kind of dig a little deeper into that. You've worked with a lot of different celebrities. You interact with a lot of people who are extremely successful. You're in that category of being extremely successful. Do you see that characteristic kind of spread throughout the people that you've worked with as far as getting a mentor? And or are there any certain characteristics that you've seen as far as common threads between, you know, these very successful individuals?
Yeah, and I mean, these are things we preach at Leap, but it's super simple. Successful people are willing to do the things that unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Time and time again in my life, I succeeded in things just because I tried harder. Hmm. You know, I did things that, here's a great example. I graduated dental school at 24. I was one of the youngest graduates ever in the history of our dental school, right? I grew up poor. I had never traveled. I had never seen the world. And as much as I loved dentistry and was excited to become a dentist, I didn't want to be tethered to a practice where I couldn't really see the world. Mm-hmm. So I did some research and I found a clinic in Switzerland. They took one applicant a year with 400 people applying for this job. It was the only place I found in that wasn't like in a third world country where I could actually practice the kind of dentistry I had been trained to practice. And I wanted the job. So what I do? I had every single professor in my dental school that I knew write me a letter of recommendation. And they were awesome letters. You know how I know? I wrote them all.
You wrote them. Okay.
Yeah. I asked them to write me a letter. Nobody wants to write a letter. So I said, hey, I'll make it easy. I'll write it if you'll personalize it. Great. Number one. Number two, I called the director every week to see, you know, if there was anything else they needed. Now, that sounds pretty nominal right now, but back in 1983, making a phone call to Switzerland, you weren't even born, was not easy. It was a big deal to make a long distance phone call and expensive. but I did it every week. Number three, one day when I'm on the phone with him and I'm realizing this is not working and I'm probably not going to get hired, I had a life-defining moment, not planned, but it worked. As we were hanging up, and I'm really kind of distraught because I'm thinking, he's not going to hire me. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, Monsieur, his name was Monsieur Schreier. I said, Monsieur Schreier, can I take you to lunch? He said, lunch? You're in San Francisco. I said, I know, but I'll fly there. Now, the crazy thing is, I had no money, right? I was a poor dental student. But somewhere I heard that the best way to meet people is to take them to lunch. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd try it out, right?
Sure.
So I asked him if I could take him to lunch. He said yes. I flew there and I got hired. How many people do you think took him to lunch?
Definitely not from out of state where they had to fly there. You, yeah, you're the only one for sure.
I'm the only one for sure. And something else I had heard was it's a lot better to be a living, breathing person in front of somebody than a piece of paper on their desk. So why did I get hired? Because I was willing to go the extra mile. I was doing things that nobody else did. And you know what? It paid off. I had the best time of my life. I was 24 years old. I got to go and live in the most beautiful country in the world. You know, I learned how to ski. I had never skied before. You know, je peux parler français avant je peux pas. You know, I became completely fluent in French. Cool. I even have a godson there. My best friend asked me to be the godfather of his child. I mean, it was an amazing experience. Why? Because I took a chance. You know, I went for it. And I think that, you know, it's funny. There'll be certain landmarks in your life, you know, and I remember going to my 40-year high school reunion and seeing so many people that just never really did anything with their lives. You know, I don't want to live that way. Like when I'm done, I want people to say, wow, look what he did. You know, I mean, I try to really live life to the fullest and I just don't settle. You know who Sean Astin is? He's a young actor. He was in Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
He was Rudy in the movie Rudy.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Sean and I became very good friends. It was really kind of a weird story how we did, but he came in as a patient and we put one and one together and I realized I was living in the house he grew up in.
So weird.
Yeah. And so Sean and I became really good friends. In fact, I got to go to the premiere of Rudy with Sean.
How fun is that?
And Sean gave me a card and on it, it's a really funny card. And I use it in all my lectures. It says, not only do you have weird ideas, but you carry them out. And I do. If I really believe in something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. Look, Discus Dental. When Lightning first hit the market, I saw the potential for a huge, huge, huge company. And we built it from nothing. My partner, Robert, and I literally built Discus Dental at the inception of Whiting. I invented Zoom.
Did you really? That's so cool. Yeah.
Not Zoom video conferencing. Yeah, Zoom tooth whitening. But I invented that. I mean, we grew that company with no investors, no venture capital, nothing, from zero to over $1.3 billion in sales.
So I'm just absorbing all of this because it's so inspiring. And, you know, I just get the sense you are a go-getter, you are an action taker. And you had made a comment earlier, like the universe isn't going to do it for you. You've got to do it on your own. And I would say that you are someone who I perceive as being extremely intuitive and you're acting on those nudges and you're going for it. And then I do think the universe is supporting you because you're taking action and you're going all in. So I think it's so important that people just, they go for it. You know, like you said, don't just sit around.
Commit. I mean, I'm building this new place in Deer Valley. I ski a lot, right? My interior designer's like, I love you. Why? Because it's Frankie and Shelby. They'll come up to me and they'll say, blue or green? Green. Red or black? Black. I was like, I'm so definitive on things. It's not like, man, when I was a waiter in a restaurant, I wanted to choke half the clients because it's like, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I don't know. Like, what do you mean you don't know? Pick the hot dog. Let me get out of here. I can't stand when people just, oh, I don't know. Oh my gosh, I have no patience for that. I just make a decision and go with it. And you know what? If you made the wrong one, so what? Next time around, you make another one.
That's so true, right? You're learning from it. And you
get stuff done. That's what makes people successful. Successful people get stuff done. Boom.
I was going to say boom. Like literally when you said it, I was about to be like, boom. So we're on the same page with that. You know, I want to ask you briefly, in your bio, you have 2 Guinness World Records. And I saw that and I was like, wow, you don't see that often. So tell me like briefly, what are those for? Because I think that's really fascinating.
Well, it's kind of funny. So I'm in a group of dentists called the Crown Council, and they have been incredibly supportive with LEAP. And I'm going to plug LEAP right now. LEAP is a motivational leadership program we do every year for high school and college students. This year, it will be July 18th to the 24th for 2021. Last year, we had to do it virtually. This year, it will be virtual as well. However, we'll probably have about 50 students. We can use a big auditorium and space them out and vaccinate them and all that. But at LEAP, we teach students 15 to 25 the skills to be successful. And we do it by bringing in amazing speakers. And part of the thing that's really been near and dear to my heart is the fact that the community has embraced LEAP. Listen to who I've had. And this is like without paying any of them.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, Anthony Hopkins, Eva Longoria, Paula Abdul, Jonathan Bennett, Jason Alexander, Michael Strahan, Apollo Ono, the most decorated winter Olympian in history. Our mayor, Eric Garcetti. I can go on and on and on. But these people come and they speak Kathy Bates, and they share their stories. And, you know, I mean, Mark Wahlberg talked about being a hoodlum, about growing up in a really rough area, like getting put in prison, and how he turned his life around. Anthony Hopkins shared, you know, his battles with alcohol. Alcoholism almost killed him, you know, and he's a big advocate for AA. I mean, it's really amazing because, you know, kids sit there and they think that celebrities have these golden lives, you know. And one of the biggest problems that kids have is that they compare their deepest, darkest insides to everybody else's bright, sunny outside. We all have dark, you know, things inside us. And, you know, I think having somebody be that clear and transparent on a stage and talk about their struggles and how they overcame them is incredibly beneficial for these kids. So, you know, that's a really, really important part of LEAP. And, you know, I think it's something that is so invaluable. And we put these kids in groups with 10 other kids their age that kind of help mentor them and support them and you know, push them in the right direction. And I got so excited about LEAP, I forgot what your initial question was.
I know, I was so invested in you talking about it too. Oh, it was the Guinness
book. Oh, so I'm at this meeting and the guy on stage brought up Leap, and out of the blue, I'm in a room with like 1,000 people. This woman behind me stands up and says, I'll donate $100 if Dr. Bill will shave his head. I'm not gonna shave my head for $100. I said that literally out loud and everybody laughed.
Yeah.
The guy jumps off the stage, runs down, sticks a microphone right in front of my mouth and says, how much?
Ooh.
Like, how much would it take for you to shave your head? I'm like, $100,000. If you can raise $100,000, I will shave my head for Lee.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, he got 100 dentists to donate $1,000 each right then and there for Dr. Bill to shave his head.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't going to jump on stage and have him pull out clippers, but I did say I'll do it before the next meeting because this is an annual meeting. So 2 weeks before the next meeting, I get a phone call from the guy who was on stage, says, you know, you got to shave your head. You can't come to the meeting with a full head of hair. I'm like, yeah, I know. So I called our producer on the doctors, Dr. Phil's son, Jay. Dr. Phil is Phil McGraw. Jay McGraw is the executive producer of our show. So I called Jay, said, Jay, I need to shave my head. And I explained the whole thing. I said, can I do it on the doctors and maybe raise more money? He's like, I love it. So Travis, the tall, handsome doctor on the show who led the show, shaved my head on TV. We raised another $21,000. So I'm driving home bald and I'm thinking, who does this?
You do for $100,000. That's amazing.
$121,000.
Wow.
So I called Candace, my publicist, and I said, Candace, can you call Guinness and see if there's a world record for shaving your head for charity? There wasn't. They needed proof. Paramount provided that. We got the video, sent it in. And yeah, I got my first Guinness World Book record. I raised $121,000 by shaving my head for charity.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know we are coming to the end here. I'm happy we're able to talk a little bit about Leap. If people want to contribute, if they want to find out more about what you're doing, where should they go? How can they learn more and donate if they want to help out?
Well, here's the thing with Leap. If you really want to help, there's two things you could do as an adult. Number one, you can come as a mentor and, you know, take part in Leap. And on Friday of Leap Week, we have a mentor workshop. Or number two, you can sponsor a kid. You know, Leap is a nonprofit. 60% of the students who come to the program come for free. They don't pay anything. They come from families that could never afford to send them to a program like this. So you can sponsor a kid. Your company can sponsor a kid. If you want more information, it's super easy. Go to www.leapfoundation.com and it's all on there. And if you want to reach me personally, I am very active on Instagram. I think I'm the only dentist with over 1 million followers. And I'm probably the only person with over 1 million followers that actually answers all my DMs. So if you DM me, I promise you, I will respond. So you can just go on Instagram and DM me. It's at Dr. Dr. Bill, B-I-L-L Dorfman. And also, I have a podcast. So all these amazing people that I get to interview on stage at Leap, we put in a podcast. And there's some really, really cool ones on there. So I encourage you to listen to our podcast.
Awesome. Fantastic. This was incredible. And I'm so, so grateful that we had the time to chat. Everybody check out his show. Go to Leap. I'm definitely going to check out Leap. I would love to offer to be a mentor, get involved however I can.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Anything else you want to share before we close?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
This was wonderful. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Live Greatly podcast today. You can learn more about me and Live Greatly at www.livegreatly.co. Make sure to check out my Instagram page at livegreatly_co. And please subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Share it with your friends and family. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.